G'day, welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. There are three episodes that I've released this week in order, and this is the first one you should listen to, and then you can go back and listen to my testimony, and then, if you're game, you can go back to the third most recent episode where I talk about the Kingdom of God and the sons of God. So that's quite challenging to some people to understand. But today, I just want to say that I am devoted to the apostles' teachings. That's Peter, that's Paul, that's the teaching that we read in the book of Acts, chapter 1 and 2, where we are proclaiming that Jesus Christ crucified is the way of salvation. Jesus Christ crucified. Paul said, I know nothing but Christ crucified. And Peter said he saw Jesus with his own eyes. He saw the divine glory. He saw Jesus transfigured on that mountain with James and John. And then John saw Jesus Christ in the heavenly realm. In the book of Revelation, he writes about the one who is, who was, who is to come. And so that is the Jesus Christ that we proclaim. He is the Son of God. He's the only way to God. He's the only way to the Father. And I believe that in this moment in history, we've got to be devoted to the apostles' teaching, to the breaking of bread, and to the gathering together one with another. I just took communion just now. I was absolutely burning. I felt like there was hot liquid, you know, in my stomach, and it was my spirit, man, because I took communion. I ate the body of Jesus Christ. I drank the blood of Jesus Christ. I am included in the blood covenant, the blood contract. It's a contract written in the blood of Jesus Christ. It actually guarantees us eternal life, a seat, you know, in heaven, and every spiritual blessing. It's the most incredible covenant, and it breaks every other power. Every demonic spirit is broken. You should have no fear about, you know, praying for other people today. So I just want to do what Paul did. I want to say what Paul said. Now, I'm not necessarily an apostle, a teacher, a pastor. I'm a son of God. I'm a son of God like you are. I am a fool who confounds the wise. I am, you know, scattered abroad like the church in the early days. I'm a sheep among wolves. I'm an ambassador. I really like the idea of being an ambassador because I represent God. I represent His kingdom. You know, in my heart, the one thing I want to do is to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God for people to be born again. I want everyone, my enemies, my worst enemies, I want them to be born again. I want them to see God face to face. I want them to know the hope of glory, the hope of glory, which is Christ in us. I feel an anointing to pray. So, Father, open blind eyes right now. Heal everybody right now. Every body, physical body. Come into the order of God, divine order. Every cell in your body, mitochondria, function in Jesus' name. That's the energy part of your cells. Function in Jesus' name. Take the toxins out of your body in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Even cancer would be broken down and dissolved and expunged from your body right now. Mental illness would be removed in Jesus' name. Chemical imbalance would be rebalanced. Now, I did a great message once on Jesus and deliverance being preventative. So why don't you know, I can pray for you. I can have you healed by, heal you in the name of Jesus, have you healed by the Spirit of God, by the power of God. But then what He really wants is to He wants sonship. He wants you to walk with Him, follow Him, hear His voice for yourself, and He will lead you into all truth. He will guide you into abundant life and into all truth. That's the Holy Spirit. He wants to be your friend. He wants to be your partner. If you've recently been born again, or if you're interested in becoming a Christian, I'd encourage you to read, you know, Good Morning Holy Spirit by Benny Hinn. I know he's out there, but that book is amazing. And there's another book called 9 o'clock in the Morning about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. I really like Jack Taylor's book called Cosmic Initiative. And best of all, to read the Bible, I recommend the Passion Translation. I recommend, you know, reading the Bible in a translation that is accurate to the street language that Jesus spoke. You know, Hebrew is like a dead language. It's not really spoken. It's similar to Latin. You know, it's almost like we speak Italian and Spanish, which is derived from Latin, ancient Latin, and Latin's a dead language. And Jesus and his people spoke Aramaic, which is like the Italian, I'm just talking metaphorically here, but Hebrew, people didn't really speak, you know, Hebrew. It's like an ancient language even in Jesus' time. So I recommend reading the Bible in the Passion Translation or possibly the Amplified Version. But find a version. I personally, my favorite version is King James. The original King James. That's my favorite version. I know it's not the most accurate, but I like it. I memorized it as a young person. But my daily bread is the Passion Translation. I can't read anything in the Passion Translation without God speaking to me and interpreting it and opening the sevenfold wisdom of God, the sevenfold Spirit of God. There's so many layers to every verse in that book in the Bible. The Bible is alive. It's a portal. It can transport you. God can really wash you with that word. He can change you with that word. He can take the Bible and wrap it around you and you'll be a new creation. You'll be a new person. I'm just speaking by the Spirit here, but yes, you and I need to be born again. So let's pray. Father, say that after me. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to die on the cross for my sin. I receive Jesus. Amen. Now I pray for you guys that you would stop sinning, that you would do the right thing as you are controlled by and led by the beautiful Holy Spirit. You today, if you've accepted Jesus into your heart, then he's going to want to take over your whole life. He's going to want to lead you and guide you. Remember, Jesus said, follow me. Why don't you open the Bible, read the books where Jesus is talking. John is a great place to start. Mark is a great place to start. Maybe don't start in Matthew because it's a bit long-winded with the genealogies to begin with. But read the words of Jesus and obey them. I'm teaching you, I'm encouraging you to obey the words that Jesus spoke, to love your neighbor, to love your enemy, to follow him, to take up your cross and follow him, to lose your life and you'll find it, to give and it'll be given to you. To forgive others. Don't hold other people prisoner in your own imagination. Release them today. If God's released you, then release them. You're born again. You can see the kingdom. And your spirit right now, it needs the word of God. It needs to be fed with the Bible. And your spirit is going to read those spiritual words that are in the Bible. And your spirit man is going to grow. And it's going to become the biggest tree in your garden. That's what Jesus said. He said when he sows the seed of the kingdom is like yeast. The kingdom is like a little bit of yeast that completely fills the lump of dough. The kingdom is like a seed that grows to become the biggest tree in the garden. Allow that word of God, the kingdom message, to produce fruit in your life right now. I want to do one last thing and encourage you to to keep a journal. Write down, today I was born again. Today I listened to this podcast at this time on this date and I accepted Jesus into my heart. Write it down, sign it, remember that day. And then write down your notes from the Word of God. What jumps out of the Bible? Highlight it, write it down. You know, this particular verse made me cry. This particular verse, I felt God was speaking to me through the Word. If you keep a journal every day, that is going to become like the beginning of your relationship with God. That's the best way to learn how you hear from God. Now, you might hear from God in dreams. You might hear from God in angel visitations, physical appearances of angels. You know, you may hear from God by feeling a burden to pray. Love you lots, guys. Congratulations. Happy birthday into the kingdom. Happy spiritual birthday if you have been born again for the first time. Try and find my contact information. Send me an email so I can pray for you. Bye for now.